Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, so welcome back to Project Independence in You, and we've been speaking with Dr. Peter O'Neill, who is the Chief Division of Dermatology at NYU Winthrop. And before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit more about specific points of, I guess, areas of the skin that are exposed, and that, you know, it's not just the skin parts that are exposed to the sun that we're finding cancers.
Right, and which led me to discussing even the feet, which reminded me of that, of an important point that I think we need to make. Yes, most skin cancers we see in white Caucasians, but African Americans, Asians, Hispanics do get skin cancers. They do get melanoma. When they're diagnosed, they're usually at a much more advanced stage because, you know, people aren't necessarily looking as carefully for them, and they occur in some unusual places. And what's interesting is in African Americans, more than half occur on the bottom of the feet or the palms of the hands, and even on the fingernails.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that has very little to do with skin exposure to the sun.
Exactly.
Especially in the bottom of the feet.
Right.
So the bottom line
is... handstands while you're at the beach.
Right. The whole day.
The bottom line sounds like if you see any variation whatsoever on your skin, you ought to try to at least have it checked out.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Before it becomes a major, major issue.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's the key. And, you know, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And when it comes to prevention, it's not too late. I want to make that point. A lot of my patients say, "Doc, I did all my damage already." And we all did. We all did damage to children. There's no question. It was once floated out there. I don't know where it came from, but there was a study It was just a myth that we got 75% of our lifetime exposures to the sun by the time we were 18, and that is not true. That is not true. We get about 25% by the time we're 18, reach 50% maybe age 40, and it's not until 60 or older that we hit 75%. And that's on a 78-year lifespan. So my point is that not all the damage has been done.
Right.
Number one, yes, damage has been done that we can't take back, but there's no sense adding insult to injury. So, you know, you still want to be smart and protect yourself. And protection certainly does include sunscreens, but I also want to make the point, sunscreen is not a coat of armor. It is just that. It's a screen. It filters out some of the damaging rays, but not all. So you also want to use protective clothing, wear sunglasses, wear hats with, you know, a broad brim, use beach umbrellas, stay in the shade. Go in your pool, Rebecca, like you said, after 4 p.m. or before 10 a.m. because the sun is less strong in terms of the UVB rays, because when the sun's lower in the sky, it has to pass through more atmosphere, which absorbs the UVB. The UVA is pretty steady during the day and throughout the year, actually. But certainly, you know, sunscreen is an important part of the regimen. I'm all for it, but don't think we can just rely on sunscreen.
It's not the cure.
You used the word prevention, and like we talked about offline here, you go into a drugstore or any other store, and there's rows and rows of skincare products, which could be overwhelming. What would be just a kind of a basic guideline in terms of what you ought to be looking for?
Basically, you know, my advice is always, come Labor Day weekend, start using a moisturizer daily, okay? Because the humidity will drop, your skin will dry out. I get patients coming to me in January, December, all the time with dry skin, and then we're trying to play catch up the whole year, and you can't. So stay on that with the moisturizers. And yeah, there are excellent moisturizers. There's many of them with sunscreens in them, and for just routine daily use and year round use, and you know, days you're going to work, those are great. And I recommend them. But in the summer, you know, in June, July, August, if you are going to be out in the sun, if you're going to your grandkids' soccer game, if you're going to the beach, if you're going to a picnic, or if you're just going out, You know, you really need a true sunscreen, a moisturizer with SPF in it, makeup with SPF in it. It's all good, but it's that alone is not enough. Right. That's when you really do need the heavy duty sunscreens. Minimum 30, higher is fine.
You know, one of the things out of that I find personally, and also with people, you know, in like my age group in the 50s, that they're at a point now where they really, we know we have to go to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. And people are scared. I mean, I have friends that are like, they have something that they show me. I'm like, I don't know what it is. You know, I'll never live. You have to go to the dermatologist, and they're scared. And I feel that way. I mean, I do go. I'm fair-skinned. And, you know, I've told my doctor before. I said, you know, I'm usually kind of scared to come. I'm afraid what's going to happen, what you're going to burn. And then they send it to the lab. So it's very anxiety-provoking, especially.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and my doctor said, you know, I'd be more scared not coming to the doctor.
Oh, right.
That's the scary thing is when you don't come here is when, you know, like you were saying, when it's early, when you spot something, that's when you come.
Most skin cancers are very, very curable. Very curable. You just have to catch them in time. Hmm. The only way you're going to catch them in time is getting them looked at.
That's like a general problem that some
right.
people have. Like, you know, well, why don't you go to the doctor? Well, he might find something. Oh,
it's human
I see.
Nature.
You know, yeah, I get it.
Well,
it's not logical, but it's just
no, it's not logical at all to me, at least.
Yeah. You know, people don't want to hear, don't sit in the sun. Really, I think. But like what you're saying is, you know, go in later, protect yourself, wear
right.
more protective stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and just because you're sitting in the sun and not going to the doctor doesn't mean things aren't happening. So.
This may be a little more detail we want to get into, but as I mentioned, I've got a lot of experience in going to the dermatologist. And one of the things that there's EFUDEX,
Effudex? Oh, Effudex, sure.
Yeah, which is, I believe it's strictly a prescription deal.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Maybe just talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
It's a method that you can use.
Yep, Effudex is a 5-fluorouracil. It's actually a topical chemotherapy agent. 5-fluorouracil is actually used intravenously to treat some cancers, not skin cancers. And what happened many, many, many years ago, they found patients getting IV 5-FU for treating their solid organ cancer. All of their sun-exposed areas were lighting up and becoming inflamed and crusted. And what was happening was the 5-fluorouracil, in addition to attacking the cancerous cells of the tumor, were also attacking the precancerous cells on our skin. And then it would heal, and the skin would really look good. So they developed this into a topical preparation, and it's fantastic for treating sun-damaged skin, particularly if you have a lot of what we call actinic keratosis, which is the number one precancerous lesion that we see. And your patient self-applies it, we usually say twice a week for about 2 weeks. Expect redness, expect some crusting. You want that. You want that response because that means it's working and it's killing those precancerous cells. And what happens is, you know, you're treating the whole area. We use a lot of liquid nitrogen too, but you're just spot
right.
treating with liquid nitrogen. Effudex, you can cover your whole forehead or one side of your face, you know, however, backs of your hands, however you want to do it. And the results that you get, you're treating not just the keratoses that we see, but the ones that we haven't, aren't discernible yet, but are there. There's still precancerous cells that are there.
Wow.
So it's getting all of it. So you get this field effect. So the end result is you do it once. You may have a long-lasting effect for a year, two, three, you know, depending on how much damage you have and how much sun exposure you continue to get. So it is an excellent treatment. You got to be careful with it. You know, you can overdo it. And if you do that, you know, your face can swell. You can develop secondary infections. So, it's, you know, it needs to be done very carefully under the supervision of a dermatologist. And the bonus, I think it kind of refreshes the skin as well. It doesn't
right.
just get rid of the precancers. I think it actually improves the overall appearance of the skin with a little less photo damage.
Sounds good to me.
Maybe that's where I got.
Dr. O'Neill, you're looking at me. It's making me nervous.
That's where I might have gotten refreshed. I actually used that. You know what the you
call. There's a similar product called the Miquimod. Works in a similar fashion.
Right.
There's some others. Diclofenac, which is under the brand name Solaraze, which is for precancerous treatments as well, without so much inflammation. And it's not bad. It's good for, you know, people who are in the public eye who cannot get allow themselves to develop that Effudex reaction. They just can't do it for,
right,
you know.
Right. Yeah, because I frankly do it in a spot way because
and that's
otherwise you wind up,
yes,
like measles on your face, basically.
Right.
You
right.
do, really.
But the interesting thing is, you know, the diclofenac, which doesn't cause the inflammatory response, is much less effective.
So, yeah,
so,
well, you
but,
give
but at least it's still something.
It's a trade-off.
It's a trade-off,
yeah.
Right.
Wow, so we've got a lot more clarity, I think, on how to take care of ourselves and a lot of the processes. Dr. O'Neill, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you for an appointment or consult?
Well, they could call my office, and do you want the number?
Sure.
It's 516-739-1141. We got a little bit of a waiting list, I'd be happy to see you. I want to finish a point. We were talking about sunscreens and SPF, and the point is this. SPF only refers to, which stands for sun protection factor, mm-hmm. refers to the UVB. So it's giving you protection against the burning. But it doesn't tell you anything about UVA, which, as we talked about, mm-hmm. contributes a lot to the damage. And in fact, UVA penetrates the skin even deeper than the UVB does.
Are there any lotions that protect against UVA?
Well, yes, there are. Most sunscreens have taken measures to add chemicals or zinc oxide or titanium mm-hmm. dioxide to help cover the UVA exposure as well. And in that case, it will say on their broad spectrum, or it may say,
okay,
also
right.
blocks UVA. And you really do want to look for it. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of decent sunscreen products in Europe that are very effective at blocking UVA. And Australia and New Zealand, who are like the leaders in the world of skin cancers and preventing them. But the FDA has not allowed them into our country yet. Hmm. You know, I'm not trying to criticize that. It's just a fact. And the other fact is, it's unfortunate we don't have a way of the consumer looking at a sunscreen to say, well, how effective is this at blocking the UVA? With the SPF, you do have something. You have an actual number. With the UVA, you have to sort of trust the manufacturer that, yes, this is broad spectrum.
That's interesting too, Dr. O'Neill. Unfortunately, we only have 30 seconds left. That was a half an hour. It goes very fast,
it does
doesn't
go fast. It? It sure does.
We'll have to have you back on the show. We want
to
thank you
back.
Again so much for all this information. It's so invaluable. And we look forward to speaking with you again. If anybody has any questions, they can always call 311 in the town or 869-6311. Again, thank you so much, Dr. O'Neill.
Thank
and we
you,
will
Rebecca.
Be you're very welcome, and we will be back with Dr. Fahn after this break.